This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Teachers are next on Colorado's priority list for COVID vaccines. Governor Polis announced today that they are eligible starting Monday, February 8th.
Our schools are a cornerstone institution of our society, and it's important that we're able to keep our schools in person in as safe a way as possible to have as normal a spring semester as possible during the pandemic.
Today's announcement includes child care workers, preschool through 12th grade teachers, and other school personnel. The governor also said people 65 and up are eligible for vaccines on the 8th. Getting rid of an old dam would make the Arkansas River in Pueblo safer and possibly more fun. The 12-foot-high dam creates pressure for the city's water system. It is also the site of several fatalities, including two rafters last summer. Pueblo Water spokesman Seth Clayton says signs warn people of the danger.
As the water goes over the dam, it creates a current that will pin things down to the bottom of the riverbed and against the downstream face of the dam.
The estimated $10 million project is contingent on a FEMA grant. Work on removing the dam is slated to begin next year. A Carbondale man missing for 2 days while backcountry snowboarding has been found dead. Pitkin County officials say the body of David Cross was found in rough terrain near the Snowmass ski area. He was last seen Tuesday morning at that resort. 51 degrees in Denver, it's 57 and windy for Colorado Springs, 45 in Vail, 55 for Grand Junction, 57 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.